Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the correct number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Do you know how the rabbit got its long ears? Well, there are many stories about it, and this is one of them. The rabbit had tiny ears, just like other animals in the jungle. However, the rabbit was not bothered by it, because it meant it did not stand out from the crowd. What bothered the rabbit was that life was rather boring for him. He decided to play a prank on his animal friends. He told the bear that the sun was not going to shine anymore after one hot and sunny day. The bear did not believe him and told some squirrels about it. The squirrels asked if it would become cold like winter if the sun stopped shining the next day. They got worried and scurried around, gathering all the nuts they could find. Their behavior made the bear anxious, and he rushed to the river to start fishing. When a deer came by the river, it greeted the bear, but the bear was not in the mood for any friendly conversation like what they used to enjoy in the past. He said briefly that he had no time to lose, because if he did not catch enough fish for the cold season, he could starve. The deer ran back to tell the other animals he met on the way about the great disaster. The rabbit chuckled in delight to see many animals rushing about busily gathering food. When Glooskap, the Red Indian, heard about it, he was puzzled and wanted to know who started the rumors. He asked all the animals, and finally the bear said, "The rabbit told me." Glooskap looked for the rabbit and found him hiding in the bushes, holding his tummy because he was barely able to hold his laughter anymore. Glooskap reached out and pulled the rabbit up. He pulled and pulled, and the ears of the rabbit got longer and longer. When the other animals saw the rabbit with elongated ears, they thought he looked funny and burst into laughter. That taught the rabbit a lesson, and his pranking days were over. This is one of the many legends of how the rabbit came to have long ears. Question 11. Why were the squirrels worried? Question 12. Why was the bear not as talkative as before when he met the deer? Question 13. How did the rabbit feel when the others were rushing to gather food? Question 14. Who had the last laugh at the end of the story?
Listen to the text again.
Do you know how the rabbit got its long ears? Well, there are many stories about it, and this is one of them. The rabbit had tiny ears, just like other animals in the jungle. However, the rabbit was not bothered by it because it meant it did not stand out from the crowd. What bothered the rabbit was that life was rather boring for him. He decided to play a prank on his animal friends. He told the bear that the sun was not going to shine anymore after one hot and sunny day. The bear did not believe him and told some squirrels about it. The squirrels asked if it would become cold like winter if the sun stopped shining the next day. They got worried and scurried around, gathering all the nuts they could find. Their behavior made the bear anxious, and he rushed to the river to start fishing. When a deer came by the river, it greeted the bear, but the bear was not in the mood for any friendly conversation like what they used to enjoy in the past. He said briefly that he had no time to lose, because if he did not catch enough fish for the cold season, he could starve. The deer ran back to tell the other animals he met on the way about the great disaster. The rabbit chuckled in delight to see many animals rushing about busily gathering food. When Glooskap, the Red Indian, heard about it, he was puzzled and wanted to know who started the rumors. He asked all the animals, and finally the bear said, "The rabbit told me." Glooskap looked for the rabbit and found him hiding in the bushes, holding his tummy because he was barely able to hold his laughter anymore. Glooskap reached out and pulled the rabbit up. He pulled and pulled, and the ears of the rabbit got longer and longer. When the other animals saw the rabbit with elongated ears, they thought he looked funny and burst into laughter. That taught the rabbit a lesson, and his pranking days were over. This is one of the many legends of how the rabbit came to have long ears. Question 11. Why were the squirrels worried? Question 12. Why was the bear not as talkative as before when he met the deer? Question 13. How did the rabbit feel when the others were rushing to gather food? Question 14. Who had the last laugh at the end of the story?